Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Humanities Council, creating lifelong leaders and promoting excellence in education. Join the conversation at mohumanities.org.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Bill Wise. The State House and Senate sponsors of a bill to keep lawmakers from becoming lobbyists immediately after leaving office say there will be a compromise on it. Mike Lear has more.
Backers of ethics reform say the perception is that lawmakers' actions and votes could be aimed at pleasing potential future employers and that the answer is to slow down the process of going from elected official to lobbyist. The House proposed a wait of a year after the end of a term. The Senate proposed only that a person wait until a term is up. House sponsor Caleb Rowden favors the full year but says other questions could play into a compromise.
Whether or not current legislators are part of it, and if so, you know, what's kind of the timeline for that?
Senator Bob Onder thinks the legislature needs to pass something, but he's not sure what his Senate colleagues will approve.
That'll be a matter of ongoing discussion. I'm not sure where we'll end up on that.
Both expect work on the bill to resume next week, soon after the legislature returns from spring break. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
Senator Blunt says it's not unusual for the United States Senate to block Supreme Court justice nominations. Alisa Nelson files this report.
Senate Republicans have vowed to block President Obama's nomination for U.S. Supreme Court justice. Senator Blunt says filling the vacancy during a presidential election year doesn't make sense.
There's no tradition in the country where the Senate, from the very first, thought they had to give any special credence to the president's nominees. Of the people that have been nominated to the court over the years, 36 of them never got on. Of the 36 that never got on, 25 of them never had a vote.
Democrats say Republicans are holding the vacancy hostage. U.S. Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland has been nominated to replace the late Antonin Scalia. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. All of the University of Missouri journalism students and faculty in Brussels, Belgium are accounted for after yesterday's deadly terrorist attacks. Christian Basie with the MU News Bureau says 16 students and at least one faculty member are taking part in an internship program in Brussels.
Our thoughts and our prayers go out to the families of the victims. This is a horrible, horrible tragedy. We are very fortunate that all 16 of our students who are over there, they are journalism students, are safe.
At least 34 people have been confirmed dead, and more than 200 people have been injured in the attacks. Springfield police are investigating the report of a missing 17-year-old girl believed to be in Texas with her great-uncle, a registered sex offender. Investigators believe Bobby L. Carter left her home voluntarily. Authorities in Wichita Falls, Texas, are looking for Carter and her great-uncle, 63-year-old Irwin G. Rogers, but have not been able to find them. You'll find more news online at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.